Dad, do you have a few minutes to help me with something? Oh, great. Let's go upstairs to my room for a minute. No, silly. This won't hurt. It'll only take a minute. I need to ask you a couple of questions. This is really bothering me today, and I need your opinion. I'm just so upset. I can't stop thinking about it. Okay. It's about John. My boyfriend. Yeah. He leaves tomorrow for a few weeks in Europe. Of course I'm upset about that, but there's another thing about the trip that has me very worried, though. Well, there's this girl. Miss Tracy Jones. The most popular girl in high school. Oh, fucking bitch. She also won the scholarship, and now she gets to spend 2 weeks in Europe with John. I'm happy for him, but I'm really worried now. Freaking out, actually. Wait. That's why I brought you up, your dad. I hate her. Sit in the chair. She makes men and boys drool like hungry dogs around her. No, she really does, Dad. I think she even has some of her female teachers hot for her. Here, let me get my iPad. Look at these pictures I have of her and tell me what you think. No, this will only take a minute and we need to be alone. I want your honest opinion. Don't hold back. I am not a little girl anymore. And there are a couple of pictures we can't share with everyone. Especially Mum. Ready? Alright. Here's Tracy in her cheerleader uniform. The skirt is way too short. Probably on purpose, though. You can almost see her panties. What do you think of her? Do you think like everybody else does? She's probably the hottest thing you've ever seen. A pretty girl. That's it. I don't think you're being honest. More like your wet dream, I think. You're telling me you would love a piece of her. Never mind my language. I want you to be honest. Whatever. Here's Tracy in a little black dress and nice makeup. Pretty eyes. That's all you're thinking? Bullshit, Dad. What do you think of her petite figure? Her tiny waist? You're sure she is a nice person? What kind of answer is that, Dad? I know that's not what the boys and male teachers think when they see her. I've heard John and her friends talk constantly about her and what she likes to do. The things they say. Fuck toy. Blowjob princess. Okay, I'm gonna skip to the rest of the pictures and just jump to the last one. This one. Dad, sorry. I didn't want you to choke to death. Yes, she's naked in this one. Do you need some water? Oh, don't worry how I got this. I'll get rid of it. Would you just take one look at it, please? Here. She does nothing for you? Nothing? Well, this makes me feel better for sure, Dad. You're a rock. I know how much you like women, maybe even young women. And I guess there's a chance that John will be fine on this trip. Thanks, Dad. No, we're done. Thanks again, Dad. I'm going to think about my irrational and jealous thoughts. See you later. Yeah? Come in, Dad. Dad? Your face is all red. Are you all right? Yeah, of course I can help you. After all, I did this to you, didn't I? Damn Tracy Jones. Yes, I did mean it when I said, to be honest. Totally. What did you bring with you? Lube and a towel? Oh. Now we are getting to the truth, aren't we, Dad? No, the pictures are still on my iPad. You're acting kind of cute, to be honest. Horny Dad. Yes, I can start over again with her in her cheerleader uniform. Holy shit. You're unbuckling your pants? Well, get comfortable. I see. I knew it. Fucking Tracy Jones. No, I appreciate your honesty, Dad. I told you, she has this effect. God damn, you're hard, Dad. I saw you leave him with a raging hard-on. And it's huge. Mum is a lucky woman for sure. Right, let me open the lube for you. You want me to put it on for you? Alright, say when. That's a lot, Dad. Yeah, I guess different guys like to jerk off in different ways. Here you go. Oh yeah, the pictures. On it. Here. Can you see it while I hold the iPad like this? Don't apologize. I know you're only human and I did this to you. Does that feel good? Rubbing the crown like that? Mm-hmm. Your big head is kind of sexy. What are you thinking about? Oh, well, she's a little over 5 feet. Very petite. Natural blonde hair, perfect complexion, and baby blue eyes. Oh, you're getting even harder. You like it when I describe her, don't you? She always smells incredible, too. Oh, one second. I've got a bikini picture that will make you even harder. Right here. I guess by your moan that one works for you. Not so loud, though. Yeah, John's older friends went on a couple of dates with her. He said she loves to have sex. He's the one who called her a petite fuck toy. Dad, hearing that made you shake. Damn, Tracy. You would be in so much trouble if Mum knew you were so bothered. You're going to faint, aren't you? Oh, don't worry. Your secret is safe with me. I knew this was going to happen. I thought you would go to your room to jack off. But I'm glad to help, though. Does that slow, twisted movement feel good? Now, what are you thinking? Oh, screw in, little Tracy, I bet. I think you're getting close. Here's that naked picture again. Whoa. Holy shit, Dad. You were really shooting off. There's more. She's really got to you. Oh my God, it's all over the floor. Bloody hell. No, it's okay. Take a minute to compose yourself and catch your breath. I'll clean it up. I know. Do you think John is going to jerk off about her too? He probably already has. No, you're probably right. I appreciate your honesty. Yeah, there's other pictures. Okay, come back later tonight and I'll help you again. I'm sorry to have caused this, Dad. See you later.